Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Star by Arthur C. Clarke. The story first appeared in Infinity magazine in 1955. I read this in a collection called The Hugo Winners 1955 to 1961, edited by Isaac Asimov. The Star tells a story of space Catholics who have come to visit the Phoenix Nebula, which is 6,000 light years from Earth. It's a story about the clash between science and faith. Like most Arthur C. Clarke stories, this is pretty weak on the characterisation front. All we can say about our main protagonist is that he is a space Catholic. He's a Jesuit and an astronomer. If you want to know anything about his personality, about his drives, anything like that, then it's not in this story. And this is one thing I do actually find quite frustrating when I'm reading Arthur C. Clarke. He's amazing at describing the wonder of space. He's an excellent world builder. But characters, he's just very weak. That being said, though, I did really enjoy this story. The main plot involved a mission going to this Phoenix Nebula to go and look at the remnants of supernovae from the past. As the astronomers approach the system, they realise that there's still a planet within its orbit. And throughout, our narrator's talking about this idea of how his faith was questioned because of this discovery. And it's only at the very end when we discover why. On this planet that was discovered, they found a monolith, not too dissimilar to the one in 2001 A Space Odyssey. And this monolith was essentially a time capsule put together by the civilization that used to live within this star system. They were very similar to us, it seems. Humanoid in shape, they had language, they had visual communication. And where this links in to the faith idea at the end is that the Jesuit priest works out that when this supernova happened, it would have been seen around 2,000 years ago above Bethlehem. So the implication being that this star that was seen in the sky was a supernova, that in order to create that image of the bright star in the sky, an entire civilization had to be destroyed. And what kind of god would do that? So have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show. It's Short SF Review. I'm posting all these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's J-O-N-C-R-O-N-S-H-A-W. I'm also on Facebook and Goodreads, so you're more than welcome to friend me on there. And if you have a moment, please do leave a review on iTunes. That would be great. So until next time, cheerio.